This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and it is a special episode tonight because I'm going to be airing an interview that I did with the Montreal band Taupe, as well as a session that they recorded at CJLO with Zach Bruce. Really excited about both of these. I had a really great time doing the interview with them. I've been a big fan of them for, I mean, more or less since I first saw them play, which was, I guess, a couple years ago now. They're great. The session is great. And before I get into the music and the interview, they are going to be playing a show in the near future, August 7th at Petit Ours here in Montreal, $15, 8:30. That's going to be alongside locals Sunforger, as well as Philadelphia bands Kettle and Taurus Judge, who both sound pretty cool. So I'll play a couple tracks off of the session, and after them, I will air the interview. If you want to hear full versions of the session and the interview, they should be up on YouTube as well as SoundCloud at the time of this airing. Well, YouTube and SoundCloud, respectively. And then also when the CJLO site is back up, they should appear there as well. So anyway, carrying on. Before the interview, this next song is Truly Authentic, and after that, Pasta Number 3, both by the band Taupe.
Thank you. Great. Well, well. You guys want to introduce yourselves and start? I don't know what that is. Is that clockwise? Yes.
Yes, that is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, there's a clock.
You go first. Just kidding.
I pointed
just
at
kidding.
You.
Just kidding. Hi, my name's Heather, and I play guitar and sing in Taupe.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and I play guitar, and I don't sing in Taupe.
I'm Jess, I play bass, and I sing in Taupe.
I'm Evan, and I play drums in Taupe.
I've got nothing to do with Taupe.
Sick.
Okay, you right now, though.
Yeah, now I do. There will be an on-paper connection to Taupe.
Let's go.
That's what we need for SEO.
Yeah. We'll have all the keywords. There will be a transcript to go along with this. You know, like auto-generated, like, Google, YouTube subtitures and auto-dubbings in various languages.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get you guys big in China.
Wait, they don't even have YouTube in China. I don't know what's going on.
No, what is their thing in China?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Haven't been there.
Does everyone know?
But we'll get it set.
I haven't been there.
Yeah, how would you guys want to... I think the easiest thing to start with is maybe description of Taupe. I know, like, the one little snippet that I have, apart from having seen you guys what feels like dozens of times. not actually dozens of times.
Perhaps more than anybody else.
Probably, yeah.
But on like so you guys just released an album. One of the snippets on there is kind of like, okay, kind of a blending of like the Montreal sound with like the sound from the Maritimes. Mm. And how would you guys like kind of describe yourselves like generally and also with respect to that? Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Jess is making a face.
Jess wants to go first.
No, I'm making the face as you go.
Well, I mean, the East Coast connection definitely makes sense because I grew up in the dark side of Halifax, I'll be honest. I grew up in Dartmouth. And there was a really great all-ages scene in Halifax at the time. It would have been like the late 90s, early 2000s, and so... I got to go to all ages shows all the time, which was great. So I was influenced for sure by the East Coast sound, and then started booking shows at my little shop in New Brunswick for a while. So I definitely got a lot of local band experience and influence just from just contact. The sheer amount of contact I had with this Maritime sound.
Mm-hmm.
Jess is the other Maritimes member.
Not technically, because I am from Newfoundland.
I'm sorry.
Newfoundland is not part of the Maritimes. It is, in fact, part of Atlantic Canada, if you want to be technical.
It's in a different time zone.
Why did you say that on the, the new window page? I don't know.
I did write East Coast.
East Coast. But yes, I am from St. John's, Newfoundland. Yeah, definitely spent time in like the like punk and DIY scenes there. Mm-hmm. Started a little festival called Out of Earshot. That's how we met because I brought their band. Sorry, we brought Laps to St. John's to play that festival, and we just like hit it off. And then I moved to Montreal, and I was like best friends now.
Yes.
yeah, and then tried to make other friends that weren't from the East Coast here. It's going.
Terribly.
It's pretty hard not to be friends with people from New Brunswick here, so you come and you're still kind of, like, really connected to the East Coast, I feel, which has been lovely, but it's sort of funny, because it's very much a vibe.
Evan and I are your friends, not from the East Coast.
So true.
Well, the thing is, we're from the East Coast of the U.S.
That's true.
Or, I mean, I'll speak for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
And where would that be?
Well... Evan, where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the suburbs to be exact.
Represent.
Yeah. Winmore.
I'm from Quebec City and Dillsburg, Pennsylvania.
Let's go.
Dillsburg.
Home of the...
What's the Dillsburg sound?
Home of the Pickle Fest.
Yeah, Flinging Pickles. Pastime.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that had a... Like, that's like the third track on the album, right?
Pickle Fling.
Yeah.
Totally. When I had my pickle fling.
Yeah.
Wait, are you from there as well, or that area? No.
No, I have no idea. What's
you said
going
represent.
On.
I was like, okay.
You're like, no.
No, it's just we
right,
get
just rip it,
we,
just rip
for
it.
The one American in the room.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
Want to, we're trying to reach the American audience here.
Also, yeah. Everyone should look up the Wikipedia for Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, because there is the Pickle Fest, and it's stunning. And
there's a giant pickle, right?
There's a giant Mylar pickle
okay.
In a top hat with little arms and stuff. And I like running, and the first runs I ever got involved with were 5Ks called the Pickle Chase, which was the giant pickle in an open-top car, and everyone ran behind it for 5 kilometers.
Okay.
Anywho.
It's pretty
and that's how you get your running legs.
That's right.
So what does that have to do with the Montreal sound?
I guess we have Anglo, because there is two Montreal music scenes, I would say, at least more than that. I mean, I'm not sorry, but like in terms of rock music, there's like the Anglo scene and
the indie scenes.
Franco scene, but
that's what I was gonna ask. Cause for Heather and Jess, like, what was the like for you guys in your hometowns? Like, what was the rock scene there? Because I feel like, you know, everyone kind of gets their influences early on in some sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're kind of like the defining bands for St. John's when you're in the scene there. We're also playing there.
Oh, that's tough, because I feel like it was a combination of like a very tight knit like punk and hardcore scene was sort of like more what I was a part of in terms of like my friends' bands and stuff. But then like if we wanted to see a touring band at all, it was like it had to be a festival. It was usually like one of the two festivals,
okay.
So like La Nirvana, and then there's like Shed Island,
okay.
In St. John's, and then we sort of took up that space after Shed ended. So we'd be trying so hard to bring bands from like Halifax or Montreal or whatever. So like for us, it's like getting to bring like Lapse and like Dauphin to St. John's was just like, oh my God, so exciting. Cause people just like would not have been able to see that otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Just cause of the, no one tours there cause it's really far.
Yeah. I mean, we may have talked about this before cause like, I mean, the show also airs in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and like they're like,
oh, cool.
We're not the end of the world, but we're the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a similar situation of like the venue there to that people would stop at would be like the Apollo.
Oh yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing of like, you know, you're kind of just waiting for someone to make their way through or not, and in our case, not cheat by going through the States. But yeah, I think it's interesting like to have constraints like that on what makes it into the local scene.
Absolutely. In some ways, it's really beautiful because then when someone does come, it's like people are there. They are so ready. They're so excited and like open, which is like one of the upsides of the isolation for sure.
What was your experience playing St. John's as Lapse?
Oh yeah. It was a fantastical time, I would say. Well, it was a magical festival out of earshot anyway, because there's this music in a ton of different spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Alleyway, you know, little art gallery, you know, just like, I loved the variety and it really felt immersive. It felt like a small town fest, kind of like Sappy Fest or something like that, where it's just like, you're there and you're in it constantly. It's not like a city fest in Montreal or something like that, where it's a bit more dispersed. It was like a concentrated, lovely time and everyone was so gracious and amazing.
Yeah.
And when did, because I now the split that I'm aware of beyond like the true East Coast and then broader continental East Coast is that I know Evan and Andrew, you guys have played together for a while as Cake Function, and now Heather and Jess, when did you guys start making music together?
Like 3 years ago. Like I always kind of put it back to like I used to live on Marquette in Plateau East, and we were just like sitting on my balcony. Like we had been like, okay, we're gonna start a band, but for real. And we're both people who it's like, if we say we're gonna do something, we do it. And we were like sitting on that balcony, and we both brought like songs and like bands that we did not end up really making music that sounds like them at all, but we were like, these are the things that we would like to sound like.
A couple were Halifax references.
Exactly.
John McHugh.
It was like John McHugh.
And Dog Day.
Yeah. And then like Pinback was the other one that was really important to us.
Big fan of Pinback.
Yeah,
absolutely. So yeah, we like sat on the balcony and just like listened to songs. I made like a little playlist of like reference stuff and then kind of started writing and then kind of came back together and started working on them, those songs together. And then brought these two in like a little bit later.
Okay. Yeah, I remember at the show on Thursday, the release show, I think Heather, you had mentioned one of the songs that you guys played that I'm going to, I forget which one it was. Pretty sure it's on New Window.
New Window.
Like, is it? This, oh yeah, the title track. So that is like the anchor song of like the one that you guys kind of started with
as well.
And I was kind of wondering too, like the, especially since it started with the two of you and then Evan and Andrew later, how close was that original sound to where you guys are now? Or like, where, how have you been seeing it changing? And one specific part that I was wondering about is like the, especially like the dual vocals, because I feel like that's been like a pretty defining part of how you guys sound and like kind of a distinctive part as well. Mm. Like what did it look like early on?
I mean, we wanted harmonies. We were just like, I think we really wanted to like write the music that we wanted to hear a little bit. And we were like, yeah, we want like, like we were calling it like vocal counterpoint, which is hideous.
Which
but
is different. It's kind of different than, because I think traditionally, you know, harmony is more pervasive than counterpoint or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that to us kind of is more in line with like the music that we make, maybe, like
mm-hmm.
just in terms of structure.
Mm-hmm.
That there are things like intertwining and overlapping and it's not so straight, like this is a part, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I love around.
Around.
Well,
I mean,
we were
doing a Beach Boys cover set. It was like an all-girl band, Beach Babes, in Fredericton. And we did it. Terrible. We did a Beach Boys cover set, and it was my first real exposure to that kind of, like, vocal, just organization, I guess, and realizing how hard that is to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
It is really a challenge. I think it's a challenge that I was like, yeah, let's do that.
It'll be fun,
especially
yeah.
with two female voices. This is the first time I've been playing in bands for like, I don't know, what, like, gosh, like 15, 20 years or something like that. 20 years. Oh, that's crazy. But yeah, I've never sung with another female, like, in it. I mean, besides that concentrated moment.
Besides Beach Babes.
One time off.
A heavy dose.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a similar vibe now.
Yeah. You know what to expect
that's
on the next album.
Like.
Yeah.
The influence on that original mix, or list that did make it in at the end. Pin back. Beach Babes?
Yeah.
And something you had said, Jess, is like, okay, making music that you wanted to hear, was it something that was like something maybe, because now this is located, we've moved to Montreal now, we're in the 3 years ago, you had said, what was the sound that you were going for, apart from the, like, if you want to maybe describe it, say, genre-wise, or in terms of what else was going on in Montreal at that time, like, what were you guys thinking of?
Well, I think the guitar music really changed, like, post-COVID, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, there was a lot less of it around.
Mm.
And then I think, like, certain aspects of, like, presentation changed. Like, vocals became more present and less, like, buried behind a shroud of, like, reverb and delay and all of this stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, things were, I don't know, it felt more simple and less, like a little bit more poppy, a little less,
less
self-serious, less foggy, you know? And it almost felt like maybe there was a reset and that everyone's kind of start building up from, you know, after that terrible time when we couldn't really go to shows, you know? And then like kind of starting at a baseline and then, you know, we had that feeling of also like kind of like scaling down and simplifying and making things easier because it's hard to be in a band, you know? Just kind of, build from there. Build,
mm-hmm.
find a nice place to start from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's maybe where our songs are going from New Window, which I feel like is, like, I'm really proud of that song. It's so unlike anything I've ever written before, I would say. In a way, it's like pretty like ballady, you know.
Mm. I think it's really heavy.
Really?
Yeah. Like I know it is a ballad, but like every time we play that song, it feels like a almost like a sludge track to me.
I think it's a slowcore ballad.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
so. It's both
yeah.
somehow. That's how I get it at least.
Like I want to like headbang like while playing that song.
Wow.
So.
I mean, we do kind of see a little bit of that. Like, the other thing is, like, but aside from the vocal
dynamics,
the two non-singing members of the band, like, you guys, like, Andrew and Evan, you guys have your own, like, chemistry up on the stage, which is really cool to see. And you do headbang some.
You do.
Well, not quite headbang, but, like, a full, more of a full body.
Full body.
Well, Evan is freaking out of the
drums.
Yeah. Sure. Definitely flopping
around
up there.
If you've never seen this play, just imagine one of those
bobbleheads.
No, well,
like
I was thinking of
the inflatable,
yeah, the inflatable,
oh, sure,
guys that you see outside of the, like, car salesman places or whatever.
Yeah,
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 absolutely,
yeah.
Totally.
That's good.
That is what you look like.
It's like people being normal, and then, like, one. One of those.
Well, because, yeah, we were playing in, I guess, the first band we were playing together in was Boyfriend, which is probably
12 years ago or something.
Yeah, but, like, definitely, like, pretty, maybe a little more aggressive or at the same time, there's some similarities in terms of, like, there's a pop, crossover pop elements with, like,
angular kind of punky pop of some
sort. For sure, yeah, Crazy Times, Interest, whatever sometimes. And, yeah, I think a lot of the energy of that and you playing in that and you playing in Smokes and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the same spirit kind of carries through, and for the, you know, the, I don't know, kind of still feels like we're the rhythm section, even if you're on guitar now, instead of bass, but yeah.
Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, it's kind of true.
Well, I think I like writing also guitar parts that are kind of, like, rhythmic in a sense, and, like, you also write, like, very melodic bass parts, which is awesome. I love it, because I love when bass is, like, a prominent... part of the musical sphere instead of just being, like, the root note or whatever, which is a pretty common occurrence. And, like, I think you write, like, very melodic, like, really cool, intricate bass lines.
Yeah.
And so it also allows me to do more kind of, like, jing chong jing.
Right.
yeah.
Just like, cran, cran, cran.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Cran, cran.
Yeah, no, it's true. I think something I really like about this band is, like, the kind of breaking of the hierarchy. I think we're all kind of stepping up and playing a larger role sometimes and then stepping back, and everything's kind of interweaving in a way that's, like, not really, it's not centered on one person the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least from...
Not one instrument or one whatever, it's just, like...
Yeah, like, bass is maybe more prominent, like,
one
guitar is maybe, like, taking a role of more of a bass, and there's all just mixing, and I don't know, it's really nice, makes it really nice to be...
And that's kind of how we are as...
I was just about to say,
it makes it
nice to be
absolutely.
In the band and be just, like, chilling, you know?
I think that
I
was saying to someone earlier that it was like that with the whole album prep and, you know, all of the planning and all of everything. People just kind of took on roles and did things without having to, I don't know, it was just,
so
like,
the division
of
labor,
like,
in this band is
so
wild.
So organic. Like,
yeah.
Like, it just, everything just kind of magically just happened without having any stress, really. Well,
yeah.
That's not true.
Ambient stress. Ambient stress.
Yeah, but
sure,
it's true.
But,
like, people,
like,
everybody kind of steps up and, like, takes on a role or, like, does a thing and then steps back, and then when there's another gap, somebody steps up and fills it really organically. For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Which is a beautiful thing.
It's awesome. It's. I think it's also partly, like, this is... we've all kind of been playing for a while, I would say. And I kind of feel like it's a function of, like, some of us have been organizing, some of us have been playing, and, you know, just over the years, and I think it really makes a nice, just a nice kind of semi-structured, like, kind of organism that just, like, works, like, musically and practically.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I also know from digging that, at least before your initial demo came out, that... 3 to 4 of you took part in, like, the album in a month thing. So you're all doing independent projects.
R-E-M.
And
yeah.
I know Evan as well, like, you've had your own, like, solo electronic project for years. So, like, all of you are already coming from a place of, like, working independently and being kind of the focus.
Yeah,
so it makes a lot of sense for that to have come out, like, with the album.
Yeah, I think we're all obsessed with playing music in some form.
So true.
Yeah, we started a song a month challenge now. So kind of riffing on the RPM, which is a song, like a song or an EP or an album that is recorded within a month.
Okay,
and
great.
So we're just kind of, like, sharing it amongst, we're kind of growing it, just organically once again. But, you know, whoever wants to take part, it's kind of like a nice, like, doesn't matter, no judgment, doesn't matter what form, whatever function, doesn't have to mean anything, doesn't have to, it's just like, you know, the challenge of just writing a song for the sake of it. That doesn't have to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, and it's a lot of people are just doing stuff in whatever genre that's maybe not even the normal style and just like having fun with it.
Yeah.
So very low pressure. Yeah.
Yeah, which is great because it kind of opens those doors. Like, I think my last band, Lapse, like everything became so much like entrenched in having to keep this thing, because I was the only songwriter and I was doing a lot of the organization and stuff too, and because maybe some of the joy got lost along the way, because it had to, everything had to happen and it was rolling and I was keeping it rolling. So it's nice to kind of get back to something. Like, I feel like this band is less like that. We're just trying to have a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Take advantage of what we can, play festivals, do some traveling, but not, like, not keep it, like, so serious. Like, it has to mean more than it is.
Mm-hmm.
It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think people can perceive that, too.